I follow directions and make my way around the looming ConocoPhillips Science Building past nearly empty parking lots, the midst of summer and nobody in sight. But then, around the corner, I hear them. Young students playing ball, taking a break for more than a week of concentrated work, solving unique problems and crafting engineering solutions using common materials in unusual ways. Most of the work takes place here, inside the ANSEP building, and it is rigorous and fun at the same time. All the middle school students chose to be here. Those from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have the same reason, and it has little to do with engineering.
So I just came here to have something to do.
I wanted to come because I don't want to stay in St. Mary's, like, every single day. Because it's a small village, and all I do is just walk.
I can actually do something instead of laying around at home, being bored.
They're here 24 hours a day. They're busy doing academic activities.
Audrey Ahlstrom is the regional director of the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program Middle School Academy and the director of the science camp.
Then they have lights out about 9:30 and up and at it again the next morning at 6.
1 week into camp, students have already done a lot, but the favorite of most is the time spent building a computer. They plug parts into a motherboard, and it took some care, as Ava Machian from CHIVAC points out.
If we shocked it or messed it up, our computer wouldn't work. We grounded ourselves. We put our foot on the ground and touch metal for how many seconds, and then touch it, and then put it in the computer.
Okay, 2 more minutes to finish this up.
For most, it wasn't all that easy to make computers that work. But Adrian Green from Bethel says he had a head start on that project.
I just know how to. I've seen, like, YouTube videos.
Students at Science Camp not only do the work of creating unique engineering solutions, but have to reflect on what worked and what did not work in the process. Sarah Bowker from Anchorage loved making a computer, but had some self-criticism to share.
One thing that didn't work for me was how slow it went. I'm really impatient.
You are? Have people told you that?
No, I tell myself that because I know I am.
You have all been using the engineering design process in some form or fashion. You just didn't know it.
The engineering process requires each student understand the problem they're solving and its parameters, like materials and time frame. For example, they had to design a Mars lander that could handle the shock of landing while keeping the astronaut safe. In this case, the astronaut was a marble. And the materials?
A cup, straws, duct tape, bubble wrap, cards, but a different kind of cards.
The teams went online to do research before coming up with a design. Then they made and tested their designs. Loretta Nerby from St. Mary said her team didn't do so well. They lost their marble astronaut.
Yep, just tipped over.
Adrian's team did fairly well, bringing their Mars lander near the target with all on board. But it was Ava's team that took the engineering process that all-important extra step. When their initial design did not perform well, they went back and made it better, starting with redesigning the parachute.
The first time we used pipe cleaners, which were bendable and a bad idea, so we went with the straws because they were more stiffer.
It worked.
Yeah, I'm starting to like this engineering thing.
It's too early to know if an engineer was born at the ANSEP Science Camp this summer. That'll take years to discover. Meanwhile, students have moved on to their next challenge, designing robotic fish. Those instructions may be a little harder to find on YouTube. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.